Before there were carved Halloween pumpkins, there were carved turnips. Halloween was first recognized by the Celts to mark the beginning of winter, or Samhain. Ancient Celts believed the veil between the living and the dead was thinnest on October 31st. They set out lanterns and food to coax the dead to appear. Christianity absorbed the tradition to create All Hallows' Eve. Fiona Ritchie is host of NPR's The Thistle and Shamrock, a Celtic music show. She lives in Scotland, but when she's here, she gets questions about Halloween.
More than a few people asked me through the years, "So Fiona, you're here at Halloween. That'll be nice for you. You can get to see what Halloween's all about." Do you have Halloween at home? So I would say, well, as a matter of fact, let me tell you about Halloween.
So what do you do in Scotland on Halloween?
When I was a child, we'd go round the neighbourhood and often much further afield than our parents ever realised, doing something we called guising. We would dress up in some disguise, it might be something like a witch or a pirate, and we would carry a turnip lantern and we would slave away carving. But as a guiser, you would go up and knock on the door and you'd say a little rhyme at the door, "We are the guisers, the guisers, the guisers, we are the guisers, come for our Halloween," or one I remember saying, "Please to help the guisers and I'll sing you a bonny wee song." And then on this promise, you'd be invited into the house to do just that. You would sing or recite a poem, tell a joke or a story, maybe do a wee dance. And your reward might be, you know, a tangerine or apples or nuts. And then you might be invited to dook for apples.
So your Halloween was all about treats. There was not a trick option to it.
We didn't do the tricking part, you know, but I'm a bit worried about adopting the phrase trick or treat because it might just put ideas into kids' heads, you know. Mm-hmm. Our Halloween was all about, really, in the week or two before, worrying about what your costume would be and then spending a lot of time thinking about what little skit you might perform or song or poem you might want to share on the big night, and making sure that you weren't going to do something that someone else might be going to do. So it was more about a little kind of performance, giving something and then getting a treat back in return.
Is there specific music associated with Halloween?
There's a rather nice, creepy piece of music composed by one of your country women, a hammered dulcimer player from the Washington, D.C. area called Maggie Sansone. She's written a piece of music called Samhain to capture the mood.
When I was a kid, Halloween was a kid's thing. And now all kids' things are now also adult things. Like, I don't know if it was us boomers who brought it with us, you know, and we never want to grow old. So.
And I just wonder if maybe people from sort of across ethnic communities and backgrounds have maybe turned towards the Celtic world, perhaps, because so many of these traditions do integrate into the seasons really well in a way that makes it natural to follow, you know, in a contemporary way today.
Well, plus, people from Celtic traditions know how to party.
There is that. There is that. We know how to bob for apples. Bob.
Fiona Ritchie is host of NPR's Celtic music show, The Thistle and Shamrock.